Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
Through the land, we educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Hey, hey, hey. It is Tell It Tuesday, and you know we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us this evening, and she knows how to tell it to you. Stephanie is the author of the book, The Healing of the Wound, and we go from topic to topic throughout different segments on that. You want to get your pad and pencils out because you know she has some information for you. But before we get going, you know, I was looking at the news. 891 people hospitalized in Los Angeles and over 2,000 positive cases. This stuff is on the rise like baking powder. Use your wisdom out there. Stay safe. Do whatever you need to take, no matter what you're hearing, no matter what you're feeling. Just continue so that we can keep breathing out here and take care of one another. You know, there was a saying, man will destroy himself or herself or itself. Well, this is what's happening. We got a lot of people defying out there. You know, just get the darn vaccine and see what happens. Don't get it and see what happens. That's all that I have to put. And another thing, you know, evenness always faces justice. The gentleman, what was the last name, Buck, he got his sentencing today. That was a really, really, really good feeling. You know, people are inhumane, and they need to pay for that. We must pay for that. But before we get going, I have to speak and let you know about our sponsor, LaFleur. By Tracy, it's Eloquent Florist. See Linda Lee. Linda Lee does not do floral arrangements. She does floral love designs. And give her a call at 213-487-6487. That's Linda Lee and LaFleur Exquisite Florist. She is a designer of love. The telephone number again is 213-487-6487. And before we bring Miss Stephanie Haynes on with us, I'm just going to play this. And this is something that you want to look in the mirror. It's called Spirit Talk. You tell it to your spirit and let the spirit tell it to you. Welcome in, waking up with Linda Maxine. And this evening we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us to see what we have to have and what we have to do. I'm running into some technical here, so let's see what we can do to get this stuff on the road. You tell it to your spirit. Your spirit tells it to you. It's a conversation because you know it's all an inside job with moving forward. And we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening again, the author of The Healing of the Wound. She's taking you to forgiveness, removing of the mask, breaking away from other people's expectations, and we're going to be moving forward today. Get those pens and pads out. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And are you back? Are you still with my Savannah?
I'm back in L.A.
All right. Well, we want to welcome you back here. Stephanie is still celebrating her birthday. We put some shout-outs out there for you. We saw beautiful pictures of that bundle of joy, and I cannot wait to kiss her on the cheek. And, Stephanie, I know you have several grandchildren, but, you know, I've never seen a grandmother that looks like a sister with all of them. Okay, that means you take care of yourself because you know how to move forward and break away from other people's expectations and forgiveness. So I'm going to be quiet over here. And thank you for joining us. I know you've been traveling and it's rough, but we appreciate you with the bottom of our hearts.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Ms. Linda. But good evening, listeners. Tonight's topic is on how to move forward in a relationship. You know, so we're talking about how men in relationships, how they can move forward. But often when you go into a relationship with someone, you like, you have to justify why you like that person. You only see what you want to see, and you deny there are things you don't like about that person. You lie to yourself just to make yourself like. Then you make assumptions, and one of the assumptions is, my love will change this person. But this is not the truth. Your love will not change anybody. If others change, it's because they want to change, not because you want them to change. Then something happens between the two of you, and you get hurt. Suddenly, you see what you didn't want to see before. Only now it is amplified by your emotional poison. Now you have to justify your emotional pain and blame them for your choice. We don't need to justify love. It is there or not there. Now real love is accepting other people the way they are without trying to change them. If we try to change them, this means we don't really like them. Of course, if you decide to live with someone, if you make that agreement, it is always better to make that agreement with someone who is exactly the way you want him or her to be. Find someone whom you don't have to change at all. It is much easier to find someone who is already the way you want him or her to be. Now, instead of trying to change that person, also, that person must love you just the way you are, so he or she doesn't have to change you at all. Now, if others feel they have to change you, that means they really don't love you just the way you are. So why be with someone if you're not the way he or she wants you to be? Now, we have to be what we are, so we don't have to present a false image. If you love me the way I am, okay, take me. If you don't love me the way I am, okay, bye-bye. You can go by your way, you know. But find someone else. It may sound harsh, but this kind of communication means the personal agreement we make with others are clear and impeccable. Now just imagine the day that you stop making assumptions with your partner and eventually with everyone else in your life. Your way of communicating will change completely and your relationship, with no longer suffering from conflicts created by mistakes or assumptions. The way to keep yourself from making assumptions is to ask questions. Make sure the communication is clear. If you don't understand, ask. Have the courage to ask questions until you are clear so you can be, and even then do not assume you know all there is to know about a given situation, because we don't. Once you hear the answer, you would not have to make assumptions because you would know the truth. Also, find your voice to ask for what you want. Everybody has the right to tell you no or yes, but you always have the right to ask. Likewise, everybody has the right to ask you, and you have the right to say yes or no. Now, if you don't understand something, it is better for you to ask and be clear instead of making an assumption. The day you stop making assumptions, you will communicate clearly, cleanly and clearly, free of emotional poison. Without making assumptions, your words become impeccable. With clear communication, all of your relationship will change, not only with your partner, but with everyone else. You won't need to make assumptions because everything becomes so clear. So this is what I want. This is what you want. If we communicate in this way, our words become impeccable. If all humans could communicate in this way, with impeccability of the words, there would be no war, no violence, and no misunderstanding. All human problems would be resolved if we could just have good, clear communication. I always say communication is the key to success. So we're going to go ahead and talk about, I want you now grab your pens and paper, and we're going to move and talk about 9 signs your relationship is moving forward at a healthy pace. Okay, so grab your pens and paper. Now, when you enter into a new relationship, it is easy to get swept up in all the honeymoon-type feelings you typically have for your new partner. Regardless of whether your relationship is headed towards lifelong commitment or not, but pacing is super important. You don't want your relationship moving too fast into anything you're not seriously ready for. And you don't want to move too slow to the point that your relationship isn't going anywhere. So how can you tell if your relationship is moving in a healthy pace? Now, every couple has a different pace. This is not one-size-fit-all situation. As long as the couple is aligned in terms of timing and expectation, it's okay. It's good. So if you and your partner are ready to get serious 3 or 4 months into your relationship, go for it. As long as both are ready and on the same page. A quicker pace might be okay for your relationship. Now, the problem occurs, however, is when a couple expectations are misaligned. Now, because of that, compromise and communication is the key. There are deal breakers in any relationship. So I always tell people to be open and transparent in their communication, even if it brings up unnecessary complications. I'm going to get a drink of water here. All right. Now, so how can you tell if your relationship is moving at an unhealthy pace? Now, here are some signs to look out for. All right, so number one. Now, when a relationship is moving forward, the two people will continue to feel more and more comfortable with each other and continue to share confidence, vulnerability, hope, and dreams. So if you've been together for a while and you still feel like you don't really know your partner, that could be a sign that your relationship isn't moving at a healthy pace. Now, if you feel like your relationship isn't consistently moving, that could be a sign that the pacing is off. If so much time has passed between your last encounter and the next time you guys got together, and, you know, when you do get together, you feel a little bit like strangers with each other, then you know that the relationship isn't moving at a healthy pace. All the stop and start says that the two of you aren't really in a relationship, but are just going on a date here and there. You know, go back to the friends with benefits now. There's no commitment there. Now, while everyone has their network when it comes to seeking advice, if your partner never asks you for help and choose to turn to friends and family members instead, that's a sign that your relationship isn't moving at a healthy pace. Now, in a relationship that moves naturally, eventually, a partner will feel comfortable enough depending on their partners, along with the other people they trust. Now, some people are just bad at testing, and that should be established early on in the relationship. Now, if your partner often fails to return a simple text message, take note. This is a simple thing, but if you are attempting to reach your partner and they chronically ignore your text messages, your relationship may not be progressing as you may have wanted. Now, relationships are alive and need to grow. Every person and every relationship needs to have hope, believing there is no future in that hope, and will cause you and your partner to become complacent and uncaring. Now, while that doesn't necessarily mean you decided when you're going to get married or start a family, it's important to discuss future plans together as a couple. But if you don't want to discuss those things or even see that happening with your partner, that's a sign that might also be a sign. Number seven, if you've been together for a while and you have yet to meet each other's friends or family, you know, experts says that's a sign your pacing is off. When you're really connected and in love with someone, we can't wait for them to meet the other people that are integral to their lives. Now, if your partner isn't making any move to introduce you to the people they care about, your relationship may be moving too slowly. Number eight, talking about the future of your relationship is one thing. Talking about plans for the next Friday is another. Now, if you and your partner have trouble making immediately plans together, that could be a sign that your relationship isn't moving at a healthy pace. Even making tiny commitments within your larger commitment will indicate that you both are looking towards the future. Now, a future that includes each other. Now, if you can't commit to a Thursday lunch, how can you fully commit to opening yourself up to a real intimate connection? People in healthy relationships continue to commit every day and know they're working towards well alignment goals. Number nine, if you're showing signs of being not invested emotionally or disconnected, the relationship may not be moving at a healthy pace. And an example of being invested in this way is having open communication, specifically about your feelings for each other. Now, if you or your partner is not emotionally fulfilled, then likely a lack of communication around this from one or both partners. Now, moving at an extremely slow pace isn't that great for the future of a relationship. Now, moving too fast also might not be that great either. Now, if a relationship is consuming your life rather than complementing it, then you're probably rushing into unstable waters. Relationships that aren't moving at a healthy pace will often consume you right out of the gate. Granted, it is difficult to give into love slowly. Now, especially when it feels so good and the connection itself is so unique. But the thing is, the best, most sustainable relationship will not turn your life on its head. It's important to not go too carried away, but to get too carried away. But if you notice that your relationship is moving too quickly or too slowly, it's important to talk about it. It is essential to have communication about the state of the relationship and have conversation about how both partners see the future in order to gauge it if the pace is moving at an appropriate rate for you as a couple. Now, also, don't compare yourself based on what couples around you are doing. Mm-hmm. What works for others may not work for you. All right, so is there any questions so far, Ms. Linda?
No, I'm over here listening. I like the idea when you were talking about number nine, when you're not invested or you feel disconnected, there's not enough openness there. You know, and when you use the word openness, that means back to earlier in the beginning, that means asking the questions, seeking, ask questions until you're satisfied so you don't make assumptions. And then those are the not really questions. Those were two things that I focused in on. It's already about the communication and the openness in order to build a healthy relationship. And then if you're doing those things, you're able to recognize an unhealthy relationship when it's not being blended by both persons. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. I got it. You have to be able to what?
Yes.
That means?
You have to be on the same page.
Yes. That's when you get those silent, I call them silent partners. I don't deal with them at this time, but in the past, you know, you're putting it out there, and then they're just silent. They're not saying nothing. It's like, it's not going to work. I need some two-way communication here. And goodbye. Like you say, bye-bye. And I like the part of not trying to change an individual. You know, you have to accept them as they are. If you are with someone and you think that you're going to change them or make them this or make them that, then you're wasting your darn time because that person is going to make that change when they want to, if they want to. Because if they are like they are, evidently they're satisfied with being who they are. So, yeah, though you know, I see young girls, I'm going to do this and I'll push him and encourage him and stuff. Oh, well, but you can encourage till you're blue in the face. Is he encouraging himself? It starts from within. So I'm listening to you here. on, and especially, you know, since we are speaking to men, you know, women, same thing, but right now we're speaking to men. Men move a little bit differently with their communication, mm-hmm. their dialogue, and expressing themselves. It takes them a while. So, yeah, this is mm-hmm. good. I like this. Okay? So I just wanted to do some backup to let you know I'm listening real closely here.
Okay. So now we're going to move in into 10 ways to move love forward in the relationship.
Okay.
All right. So if you spend a little time every day just thinking about what you want your relationship to be like, you can actually move it in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Self-inspired action and the ones listed here can help you create some magic in your way you may have thought no longer possible. All right, so number one, think of one thing you can do that would make your relationship better. Then ask yourself and ask your partner to do the same.
Mm.
Number two, acknowledge small acts of kindness. It can be as simple as opening a door, giving your partner a little kiss, or just helping with the dishes. When your love is there for you, let her know it is usually the little things that make a big difference. Number three, when you get an idea, share it. Perhaps you want to do something totally unusual, or maybe there is an adventure you have already wanted to participate in with your mate. Doing new things help increase your bond. Number four, don't be afraid to deal with problems. Every couple has them. And the only shame is not facing them as they come up. If you let issues fester, your whole relationship can get infected. Deal with the trouble now, and you'll save yourself a ton of grief down the line. You know how sometimes you get mad at your mate, especially females are good with this. I would say women are good with this. They hold in all the pain, the resentment, and all that. And then when they get into an argument with their partner, then they lash out all those things that they've been holding on for years. Right, and then the partner, the guy, would look at her like, okay, where did that come from?
They don't remember nothing. Okay. She didn't forget anything.
They're going on about that. They don't hold on to that stuff. They just go on. It's not like they don't remember, but they don't hold on to it. They go on,
mm-hmm.
you know. But they're like, well, we as women, we have the tendency to hold on those grudges. All right. Now, number five, be aware of your circumstances. If money has gotten tight and you have had to put some dreams on hold, talk about it. You both may be feeling some frustration, but discussing where you are in life can give you the perspective and the security you need to let go of any negative feelings. Number six, take responsibility for your own happiness.
Take responsibility.
What'd you say?
I know, I just said take responsibility. Yes, I put a big star by that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no matter how hard another person tries, he or she cannot make you happy.
Nope.
That an inside job, pure and simple. So the next time you want to blame someone for your for making you unhappy,
mm-hmm.
look in the mirror. And who did you see? All right? So I have the saying, when you blame others, you lose the power to change.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm going to say it again. When you blame others, you lose the power to change. Number seven, if you have been taking any part of your relationship for granted, stop right now. Appreciation of one another is a cornerstone of any positive relationship. You both may feel in doing your own thing, but always be a team when it comes to your union. Number eight, letting go of the past torment may be the greatest gift you can give to your relationship and to yourself. Now just think how much lighter life would be without all the excess baggage you carry because you were inadvertently offended.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine, stop being a jerk.
Stop what?
Stop being a jerk.
Okay.
We all know when we are in a bad mood. Now, for women, I'm going to say stop PMSing. And for the ones who are in post-menopause, you know, you still have your time of the month, whether you have, are you menstruating or not. But you go through those mood changes.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that we all know when we are in a bad mood, but why do we have to inflict it on those we love?
That's true.
If you need to hide under a cover for a day, go ahead. But at least be nice about it and let your mate know what's going on. Say, honey, it's the time of the month. You know how I get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have some space, right? And number 10, realizing that you are with the right person is a powerful force. It will make kissing deeper, hugs more passionate, and you feel more better about life. You know, trust that you are in this relationship for a reason and never stop looking forward. Couples who focus on each other simply get more from life together. Right? And for the ones who've been in relationships, been hurt, and decide not to get into a committed relationship and like to play the field and have friends with benefits so you don't have to commit, I want you to look at yourself and ask yourself, am I setting an example for my family?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm teaching them, you know, the correct way to be in relationship with someone they love and care for? That's the question that I want to ask and put out there. You know, because sometimes, you know, when you get in relationships, you get hurt. Yes, we get hurt. You dust your feet off, learn from that mistake, and move forward onto the next. Life is a test. It is how we take the test. And that's also within relationships. You know, if you come into a relationship with baggage, there's going to be some conflicts because now you got two needy individuals that need to make each other happy. It's not going to work.
No.
So you need to go through your emotional baggage or your emotional poison and heal that. Turn that poison into medicine. So when you get into a relationship, you're not needy and you're not looking for that individual to make you happy. You're in an access to a relationship where two of you can get together and grow into a loving and a harmonious relationship with each other, whether you decide to get married or not. But you can have a respectful and loving relationship without the drama.
Yeah, I like that, loving without the drama. I do. The drama is not happening, okay?
Oh, no.
No, and I agree with you. You know, take time and don't go in there and discard that luggage, discard that baggage, because that was then. You put on that growth notch, you're moving forward with yourself. Well, you know, we got it over here. I know you'd have something to bring it to us. We got a little bit more time here, so I'm going to be quiet over here because, you know, I can go off to the left field and get carried away with you, Stephanie Haynes. You know how to pull it out, but I'm going to be quiet over here today.
Yeah, so, and I just want to reiterate, in any kind of relationship, we can make the assumption that others know what we think,
okay. And
we don't have to say what we want.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to do what we want because they know us so well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they don't do what we want,
mm-hmm.
what we assume they should do, we'll feel hurt and think, how could you do that to me? You should know. Again, we make that assumption. So if we don't tell our partner what our wants and desires are, then we want them to assume that they know. Now, if you guys been in a relationship for a while, then your partner knows the kind of things that you like and what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's other things that you need to tell them about and you want them to read your mind or vice versa, for her to read your mind, then you need to communicate that. Other words, then you're assuming. And then when you assume, you create conflict. Okay. Now, again, we make the assumption that the other person knows what we want. A whole drama is created because we make this assumption and then put more assumption on top of it. It's very interesting how they... What you say now?
I said yes. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying yes.
Uh-huh. Now, it is very interesting how the human mind works. We have the need to justify everything, to explain and understand everything in order to feel safe. Now, we have millions of questions that need answers, but because there are so many things that the reasoning mind cannot explain, it is not important if the answer is correct. Just the answer itself makes us feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is why we make assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
If others tell us something, we make assumptions. And if they don't tell us something, we make assumptions. To fulfill our need to know and to replace the need to communicate. Even if we hear something and we don't understand, we make assumptions about it. So what it means, and then believe the assumptions. You know, I used to tell my participants, you know, while we're in group, and I said, I bet you guys are sitting here right now thinking about what your partner is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating all kind of assumptions about what your partner may be doing, and he or she may not be doing anything. What you're
mm-hmm.
thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
So you create this big old lie, and then you go home to your partner and create conflict and drama.
Mm-hmm. Because of what you thought was thinking.
That you're in your mind that you were thinking about, right? And they just be laughing. Because I can see sometimes when they be zooming out in their mind because we be talking about relationships, you know. And then I can see their mind be clicking, right? I said, you guys can live right now just thinking about what your partner may be doing. Right? So we just can't assume that our partner's out there being unfaithful.
Right.
Now, we as women, we are very intuitive, right? We kind of know. We know. And sometimes we turn that blind eye when we know. Yeah. And then we think they'd be getting away, but no, they're not getting away.
Oh, no.
It's at that time, you know. That time, you know, that time to have that you know, communication time. That's when it comes up, right?
And especially if you're a store, you know, because if I watch you, I can tell you what color you had on when you, how many times you blinked your eye, and exactly what time you did it. I might not say anything about it, but hopefully I've gotten past the store up style of dropping all at you at one time. When you're so totally confused, you might remember, but you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna hit you where you know what I'm talking about, so I do it in sections.
That's when you become
a pressure cooker. Yes. That's a good word for it. The pressure cooker.
So you don't want to, and that's when someone wants to get hurt, when you become that pressure cooker.
Yes.
Because you hold all that stuff in, and then you don't allow the truth essence of the situation to come out, because now you're assuming, you're blaming.
And you're emotional, you're mad, you're angry. So what I'm hearing is, please don't be the pressure cooker, because when that explosion comes, that's not good. That's why I say you're sectioning it off and give it out in divisions, you know, like maybe not every week, but every other week, you know, get it out. Separate it. Put it in categories. Okay, this goes in this category, so it's time for me to speak on this. Okay, because if that pressure cooker get plugged in, it's going to be some big problems. So I like that. Don't be the pressure cooker. And I like the information when you're talking with your groups and how you can pin them and make them think about it, because you got them. You know what they're doing, right? And they have to laugh. Mm-hmm. Because you hit it right on the spot. That's what you do. Ms. Stephanie Haynes, you know how to pull things out of one and come with those questions. I'm not going to interfere, but we got a few minutes. And what are we going with? Is this going into a segment 3, or where will we go next week?
Next week we're talking about honoring ourselves.
Ooh, that's a good one. They're all good ones. That's when you... Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes. So we're going to go into honoring ourselves.
Uh-huh. And like I said again, this is for the men, the healing the heart of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there are men out there that have been traumatized, you know, emotionally, physically, sexually, physically, spiritually, have been traumatized. And that they forgot how to honor themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When they come out of all of that trauma, you know, your self-worth, you know, because some men have been emasculated by women, have been torn down from their manhood, has been disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to lift our men up,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of the time slavery and all what our men, speaking of the African men, what they had to go through,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then to be born into a family where your own mother is tearing you down, not building you up as a young man.
Yes.
You know, because it starts in the womb of the mother, and she's carrying that son. you know, men comes up and, you know, they deal with a lot of abandonment issues too.
Yes, they do.
You know, and they get molested as well. You know, they say that you can't make a man because you can't get a hard on because you're scared. But
yes,
there's other things that they do to men to take their manhood away from them.
Of course.
All right,
of
so
course.
Next week we're going to talk about how we honor our men.
Okay.
And how can they honor themselves?
Okay.
Through all their pain, through all their trauma.
Okay.
Through all the drama that they've been through. And how they can be congruent with themselves and be happy and harmonious with themselves.
Yes.
Because if you don't honor yourself, who you are, then the world and others around you would not respect you as a man.
No. No, people treat you as you treat yourself. You have to understand your greatness.
Right.
You have to know what your worth is. And most individuals, and you can pick up when you're not getting that. And you know, I find that it's really releasing when you let them know you know what your worth is and go around the corner because it's not going to work here. So either you make a good friend or you make an enemy, but either way, you let them know. You know, like I always say, step into your greatness, but don't forget to take others with you. Okay, same thing with the men. You know, we know what it is. We know what we go through as women. Okay, so we understand what they go through. So us being the nurturer, us beginning, you know, setting it all off, we have to be much aware of that. And on that note, next week, listeners, we're going to say honoring yourself, and this is going to be for the men, to help them through their pain and their trauma that they also receive. And Stephanie Haynes, we're going to say good evening to you. Welcome back. Continue happy birthday because, you know, we celebrate the whole month. And I just want you to get some rest, and I will be speaking with you. I love you, Stephanie. Thank you for just being here for us. We've been waiting with our – I keep two ballpoint pens in my hand, so when one run out of ink, I can keep writing because you got some information. And that book that's coming out, that's going to be another eye-opener. So, listeners, this is Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and also The Healing of a Man's Heart, coming soon. So please, please enjoy your evening. Stephanie, get some rest. Kiss Savannah for me. I love that name. And we're going to say good evening to you, okay?
Good evening, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here for us always. That's Stephanie Haynes, the healer, of the author of The Healing of the Wound. Stephanie can bring it to you, so just keep your ears open, open up, widen up your lens, and live your life correctly. Love you, Stephanie.
Love you.
I'll be loving you always. Today I know I'm living but tomorrow. But make me the path for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind. Cause I'll be loving you.
We care, share, we love, all through the land.